Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
For the past 6 years, Montana's been edging closer and closer to finally allowing school choice. 42 other states have it. Washington, D.C. has it. So why not us? The answer is simple. The public education in our state is a pure monopoly, and monopolies don't give up power easily. That said, things are beginning to change. With 2,000 kids per year failing to graduate, lawmakers are starting to say, enough is enough. It's time for real solutions. And one of those solutions is something called an ESA, or Education Savings Account. Arizona implemented theirs back in 2011, giving parents complete control over their child's share of state education funding. So how do they work? In Arizona, 90% of the money normally spent to send a child to a public school is available to any child who chooses to leave the public system and attend any one of several alternative education options. These include private schools, online schools, or private tutoring. They can also mix and match several options coupled with therapy if the child has specialized needs. In addition to tuition, the dollars can be used for things like textbooks and curriculum. In Montana, we spend roughly $11,000 per year to educate a child at a public school. That's roughly $250,000 per public school classroom. Given that the median salary for a teacher is roughly $45,000 per year, the big question is, where does all the money go? But that's a question for another day. If we take 90% of $11,000, that would make $9,900, or almost $10,000 available to each child in the form of an ESA. Now this is where it gets really exciting. These funds can be rolled over and saved if they're not spent. Since the average cost of private school tuition in Montana is roughly $5,500 per year, that would leave $4,400 available to be rolled over each year. Assuming 3% interest, that would leave almost $65,000 available after 12 years that could then be spent on college tuition. And that's after paying the tuition for 12 years at a private school. To top it all off, the state's only paying 90% of what it would have paid to educate that child. This is a win-win-win solution. The child gets customized education, the parents maintain control, the taxpayers save money, and the student stands a good chance of graduating from college debt-free. Rather than just giving each child a standard one-size-fits-all K-12 education, ESAs allow them to get a customized K-12 education and a college degree all for the same price. Who in their right mind wouldn't want that for their child? It's already being done in Arizona, and it could be done here too. All we need are engaged voters, a willing legislature, and a willing governor. Over the years, we've talked about the challenges in education, the high dropout rate, the attempts to push sex education as young as kindergarten, the hostility toward people of faith, and the pushing of a politically correct worldview. But we must remember that good things are happening too. And when we see things like ESAs that are working in other states, we have an obligation to our kids to at least ask if they would work in Montana as well. 42 other states have school choice. What are we waiting for? For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.